Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. A moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again, the radio show. Yes, I am your host, Nicole Cleveland, and I'm so excited to see another Thursday. I'm excited to be back here with you. I just celebrated a birthday on Monday. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. And I'm just excited to just see another year. I'm grateful for another year, and we are on a mission to do what God has called us to do. I know I'm on a mission to do what I love and love what I do and glorify God in the process. So that's what I do each and every week when I bring testimonies of faith to you. I want you to know that you're not by yourself. I want you to know that God is no respecter of persons, and if he did it for them, if he did it for us, he will definitely do it for you. So hang on in there, my brother, my sister. Trouble don't last always, and joy does come in the morning. Hey, if God did it for them, he will definitely do it for you. It may not seem right now, might not seem like there's no hope right now, but let me encourage you. Let me tell you that there is hope. Don't look at what you see. Don't focus on all the issues that's going on around you, but focus on the promise. Focus on the promises that God has promised to you. So to God be the glory for great things that he has done doing and going to do. And you know what? If you are going through something right now, count yourself as privileged. Count yourself as being one of the chosen ones, because you've been chosen, because he knows that you can go through it, you can come out of it, and you can tell the story. So I want to interview you. I want to interview you. If you are someone that has a victorious testimony, I want you to contact us over at breatheagainmagazine.org and click that share your story. Go ahead and fill that submission form out. Someone from our team will contact you and get you scheduled on the show so we can share your victorious testimony so someone won't feel like they're by themselves. That's the mission of our show. That's why we do what we do. We don't do it just because we want to talk and I want to hear myself talk, even though I know I can talk and will talk, but I don't do it for that. I do it to glorify God. So that's what we do. Connect with us on our social media outlets. Facebook is Breathe Again Mag. Twitter is Breathe Again, breatheagainministry.com, breatheagainmagazine.org. And connect with me, your host, Nicole C. Online. I'm on Twitter as Nicole C. Online, as well as on Facebook. So let's connect. Let's connect. So look, check out today's show. I'm excited about today's show. It's all about the journey of faith. My guest today is best-selling author and serialpreneur Kelly Cole. You know, in the first segment, he's going to talk about how he said bye-bye to Walmart and Blockbuster, and he said hello to faith. He's going to talk a little bit about his journey. And then in our second segment, we're going to talk with gospel recording artist Aaron Cole. He just released his new EP, 15 is the New 15. So I'm excited to hear that and share what he's doing, because he's only 15 years old and he's on a mission to let you know about Jesus Christ. Ain't that good? That is real good. Good, good, good. So that is what we're going to do in our first segment and in our second segment. So right now I'm going to share a little bit of news with you. The first set of news is we have free registration. On Saturday, we're going to have the Live Through It, Breathe Again online conference with Regina Baker. And this is all from the comfort of your home. You don't have to leave your living room. You don't have to leave your bedroom. You can just log on to your computer, or you can dial in and listen to this conference. Now, Regina Baker has been through it. She is a widow. She is a best-selling author. She is a internet marketer. She is a guru in her own right. But you know what? Most of all, she loves the Lord. And in everything that she does, it shines through. And you're going to hear that if you register for this conference. If you go online to breatheagainministry.org, breatheagainministry.org, you can click the link and it'll take you to our Eventbrite page. Or you can follow us when you go on Facebook. You'll see the links out there on our Facebook fan pages and on Twitter as well. So we want you to sign up for that because that is this Saturday at 10 a.m. At 10 a.m. That's the first set of news. And the second set of news is we have a American Dream event happening right now in the city of Richmond. What is the NACA American Dream event? It is an event that's going to take place for the next 5 days, and it's going to teach you how to save your home if you're upside down in your mortgage or if you are behind on a few payments and you are thinking about you're going to lose your home. You can come out to this event, or if you want to purchase a home and, you know, you've been turned down different places, these people can get it done. So that is going to be for the next 5 days, and I'm going to play a clip, and it's going to tell you a little bit more about the event.
My home, my home.
It's always nice to come home, but many Americans need an affordable payment. NACA, a nonprofit HUD-certified organization, has already helped hundreds of thousands of homeowners, and it's free.
Bank of America got me 2%.
Savings of $817.
Come to NACA's American Dream event at the Greater Richmond Convention Center, May 15th to the 19th.
My American Dream.
Sign up at NACA.com. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hey, man, that is a free event, and that's happening for the next 5 days. And I was down there today, and people are coming in, and they're getting same-day solutions. So they're getting qualified for a mortgage same day, and they're also getting loan modifications for their mortgage as well. So I want you to come on out to that event, too. People are going to come as far as Maryland and South Carolina just to get to this event because it is a one-time event. So that's the second segment. That is that's the event spotlight that I'm doing, I'm going to go ahead and segue right into our show today. My guest today is best-selling author, internet marketer. He's a publisher. He's a speaker. He's a workshop facilitator. He is Kelly Cole, and I'm going to bring him on the line so he can talk a little bit about who he is. He used to work at Walmart and Blockbuster, and he said bye-bye to those jobs, and he said hello to faith, and he has not turned back since then. I'm going to bring him on the line so he can talk a little bit about his journey. So, Kelly, are you there?
Yes. How are you, Nicole?
I am great. I am great. Thank you so much. I know your son is on tour, and he just dropped his new release, and I know you are busy, busy, busy. I'd just like to thank you for taking time out to stop by the show today.
Amen. You're very welcome.
Thank you. Well, look, I told the audience a little bit about who Kelly was. Why don't you enlighten us? Who is Kelly Cole?
Okay. Kelly Cole, like you said, I'm a number one best-selling author, CEO of Primetime Marketing and Publishing for Pastors. I'm a minister, speaker. You know, I do consulting. We have a publishing company. And I pretty much do it all. But I like to tell people that, you know, I'm just like everybody else. I had a dream, and I knew I was a born entrepreneur, and it took, you know, a lot of life lessons for me to step out on faith and to get to this point. So I'm just thankful to be where I am.
Amen. And I love your story. You know, I met you in March, actually. We both were speaking at an event in March. The Recovery Room by Apostle was hosted by OTR Ministries, and that was Apostle Oliver Reed. I met you then, yeah. And I just love your story. Shout out to Apostle Reed. We love him for what he does in the kingdom. But your story was phenomenal, Kelly. I really thought, because a lot of people, they're on the fence. They don't know if they should leave their job. They don't know. Some people are just stepping out and all they have is faith, and it's hard for them. Tell the audience a little bit about your story. What was that transition from working each and every day to, okay, this is the date I'm leaving my job?
Definitely. Like I said, I was a born entrepreneur, so, you know, throughout my whole life, you know, I've had businesses, you know, clothing lines, I've had two clothing stores, actually two restaurants. I was a paper boy. I was a barber for 10 years. You know, if you can think about it, if it made money legally, I've probably done it, all trying to find my true passion. And, you know, after a while, me and my family, we started to go to Books A Million. We started to go to Books A Million every Sunday after church and after dinner to read books and magazines and stuff like this. So I go across the magazine rack, and I run into this magazine called Millionaire Blueprint. Now, on the cover of Millionaire Blueprints was a guy in a drop-top Mercedes, and the caption read, "Web Made Millionaire." So I opened up the book, and I started reading about his story, and I saw how he made money while he slept. And if you ever saw any of those movies, it was like the light shined in Books A Million. I was like, this is it. This is what I was looking for. Yeah. I didn't want to make this sound because I usually do that when I sleep. But
well, I'll make it. It's my show, and I can do what I want.
Amen. So that's exactly, you know, what happened. And from that day, I knew I wanted to quit my job and start a business on the Internet. So I began to read everything I could, get my hands on, and, you know, study what to do. And what ended up happening is I ended up staying at my job another year, and I came home. And if you've ever worked retail, you know what it's like on a Friday night at Christmas time. I came home very upset, and I was talking to my wife, telling her how I wanted to quit, and she's just telling me to calm down. Let's watch a movie. And the movie we watched was Pursuit of Happiness. So we watched Pursuit of Happiness, and, of course, by the end of it, I'm crying because I'm crying, I'm on my knees, and I'm telling God, hey, I'm supposed to be your child. I'm supposed to trust you. If I end up in a bathroom with my wife and children, I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to quit my job. So I said, I'm going back. When I go back to work on Monday, I'm putting in my 2 weeks' notice. So what happened was, as soon as I go back to work on Monday, I get called to the office, and they say, Kelly, and I'm scared. My heart is beating fast. I'm like, man, I was coming to quit. Maybe I'm getting fired. So they call me and they say, Kelly, we want to send you to Arkansas for a week. Mm-hmm. And I go, okay, yeah, this would be great. I agree to go to Arkansas for a week. I said, this will give me a chance to put my plan together for me to get out. So I go to Arkansas. I walk into the Arkansas Razorback Stadium, and Chris Gardner from the movie Pursuit of Happiness is walking towards me.
Wow.
I threw up my hands, started praising God, thanking the Lord for confirmation.
Confirmation.
I said, thank you, Lord, for letting me know this is time. You know, I'm so grateful. I said, from where Chris is from and from where I'm from, you have us meet in Arkansas.
Wow.
So I said, when I get back, I'm putting in my 2 weeks' notice, and I'm leaving. And as soon as I get back, the Lord says, no, you can't leave till July 15th.
Mm.
And it was June 15th.
Just like God.
And I said, Lord, you didn't confirm this thing. I'm ready to go. Why I got to stay till July 15th? Go back home, discouraged again. Me and my wife were watching TBN, and Bishop Bloomer is preaching. And he said, the angels of the Lord are in your living room right now doing that thing you want God to do. He said, whatever you believe in God for, that thing is done. And he looked right at the camera, and he says, I don't care if it's July 15th, that thing is done.
Right, right.
I jumped up, started praising God, fell out in the spirit in my living room. Nobody laid hands on me or nothing. I just went out in the spirit. God reached inside of me, and he confirmed when it was time for me to get out of the boat and get on the water. So July 15th, I think it was 8 or 9 years ago, I left Walmart and Blockbuster, and I have been independent ever since.
Yeah. You know what I love most about your story? It's not a story where someone was a top CEO and they launched a business, and so they walked away from a six-figure salary, or they walked away from, you know, an $80,000 job or a $100,000 job. You can relate with so many other individuals because you were them, you know. So when you hear the excuses of, you know, I'm just a clerical worker, or I'm just this, or I'm just that, I can't have my own business, you just like, that I won't accept that because I am who you are.
Definitely, yeah. Because, like I said, when I quit my job, I had one product on the Internet, and it sold for $25, and I was selling one a week.
One a week.
So imagine supporting a wife and three children making $25 a week.
Wow. So,
go ahead.
So, Kelly, how was that transition, though? And I know you're about to segue right into that, but, you know, it wasn't like you started to make $50,000 a week. It wasn't like you made $50,000 the first year. How was that transition? Because somebody is where you were right now, and they're ready to go back to Walmart.
Definitely. You know, what I knew and what I held on to is that God told me to get out the boat. Like, he confirmed it was my time, and he told me the exact date. And I knew, and the scripture that comes to mind is when he talked about he sent the children of Israel into the wilderness to prove their heart, whether they would keep his commandments or no. I had to go through a wilderness period for God to prove what was in my heart. And I went through a year to where I couldn't pay rent for 7 months. My lights was cutting off, getting cut off, could barely buy food, cutting off my internet, and I'm running an internet business. And I stayed faithful to God's promise that he promised me that he would turn it around. But it took a year, and I would walk to the library with my laptop, and I would get my work done, and I would walk home.
Wow.
And a year after the date, I got invited to Atlanta to an internet conference and didn't even have the money to go there. My dad gave me $100 for gas, and I went. And what I learned in that conference, I went back home, and I built a website that did $10,000 in 3 months. But it took a year to get to that point.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. You're encouraging so many people right now, because just because it's not where they want it to be does not mean to give up. You've got to stay the course. You've got to stay the course, because if God can't trust us with the little, how can he trust us with the much? You know, if we can, he can't trust us to struggle where we are right now and just hold on and to that promise that says, I know what he told me. I don't doubt it. I know what he told me. So you, I know you're just, I love you. I do. I love your story. I love what you stand for. I love what you're doing. And when I say you are a serial entrepreneur, you are a serial one. You got stuff all over the place. And you, it's not like you go places and people teach you these things. You get on internet, you get on the internet, you will Google and you will YouTube. Is that correct?
Definitely. I use Google, I use YouTube. I mean, I always tell people, whatever it is that you want to know is out there. And anything you want to learn how to do is out there for free. What a lot of times people pay me for is the shortcut, because then I probably already have done it or know a resource on how to do it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And a lot of times people are out there and they'll say, I don't know how to do something, I don't have to do something. Well, you can read, you can listen, you can view, you can just go Google on YouTube. YouTube will tell you how to cut your grass. I mean, come on.
Definitely.
It does.
Which brings me to another point real quick. When I quit my job, I did not know how to build a website. And if you've ever tried to build a website in Dreamweaver and you don't know HTML, I sat down at my computer because I hired a kid to build a website for me, and he's out partying. I said, man, I got a wife and I got a kid. I ain't got time for you to be partying. I need you to fix my website. So I sat down at the computer. I said, tonight I'm going to build a website. Now, it was the ugliest website you ever wanted to see in your life, but guess what? That website started making me and still makes me money to this day.
I love it. I love it, love it, love it. No excuses. No excuses at all. And you haven't gone back to Walmart. You have not gone back to Blockbuster. You are doing what you have been called to do, and you're teaching others to do that. Kelly, why don't you give the audience your contact information? How can they learn more about you? Because you're the author of the Solomon's Wealth Formula, Conversations with Sharks. Tell the audience how they can reach out to you, contact you, connect with you.
Okay, definitely. I'm on all social media, and my social media tag is Mr. Kelly Cole, and my business website is primetime-marketing.com, and you can find all of my contact information there.
I love it, love it, love it, love it. Primetime Marketing and Mr. Kelly Cole, Mr. Kelly Cole. And Mr. Kelly Cole, you are also the manager of one of the hottest gospel artists in the country. And we're about to segue into that segment right now. And we're going to bring Aaron Cole on the line. And Aaron is a 15-year-old Christian singer and rapper. He's been in ministry for over 10 years, since the age of 4. And he just dropped his new release, which is entitled 15 is the New 15. And I'm going to play that, and then I'm going to bring Aaron on the line. So check out 15 is the New 15. Hey.
Somebody get the water, cause I'm lighting up the booth. And we just spitting that truth over that 16 bar loop. And we getting so turned, they gonna have to take off that roof. And yeah, I might be a born sinner, they call ain't gonna like this. I'm a born sinner, but homie, I'm leaving righteous. I know some of my content to advance your conscience. Trying to be like Michael in the fourth, you can't stop this. They ask me where I get it, to my father where I link. He in my wallet, he in my top, and you know he in my jeans. And I would say like true religion, but rappers wore that out. So I'm doing something different, you know that's what I'm about. I'm cool, man, this beat knows with the cuts on it. See love me in my vlog, Kendrick, I'm coming for you. Cue the music like it's Jaws, everybody trying to be grown. I'm just trying to be me, cause 15 is the new 15.
15 is the new 15, I ain't tryna be grown. Just doing my thing, y'all like what's next. Just enjoying my season. What he got in store, put me here for a reason. Like 15 is the new 15, y'all like what's next. Just enjoying my season. What he got in store, put me here for a reason.
Yeah, I'ma slow it down cause I know y'all was shot. Now forget that, you better catch up. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be wanting. I'm being so different, the haters are starting to scream at Versace. But we got a better truth, set us the movement, so never forget it. Reaching the top and you're not gonna stop me. I'm having no worries, I know that God got me. Woo! I know y'all like, is he really 15? He's not sagging at all, and he's not looking on me. He's not talking about the bump and the grind. Homie, I'm really 15, 228.99. I can't wait to the feeling, and when I'm heavily telling the rise above the killing, and when we meet in the ceiling, all the stuff gonna end, and I mean meet my friend. I got the buzz in my hands, and I'ma say, begin. I'ma bet that life, I'ma bet my father business, cause he makes up when I start to get a blemish. You see me doing shows, making your woo, but the reality is, homie, I'm just like you. I go to school every day, and then I'm gone for the weekends, but you only see the weekends, then you know my weekends. 15 is that new 15, homie, act your age, keep you from catching the fire, cause this life's the Hunger Games. He gives me justice, cause he just is. I got these cats shaking, history gonna make it 15.
15 is the new 15, I ain't tryna be grown. Just doing my thing, y'all like what's next. Just enjoying my season, what he got in store for me here for a reason. Like 15 is the new 15, y'all like what's next.
And yeah, I'm killing the game. These rappers' talents is lost, and I found it in his name. Look, I'm trying to tell you, get your life right before you end up in hell. Singing as long as you love me, then you end up in jail. It's just a warning. I'm cooking up like I'm forming, trying to sweep the nation with the heat. Call it global warming. God in my lyrics, and all I see is gimmicks. Half of them ain't talking nothing, they just speak a bunch of gibberish. I'm sick of everybody telling me I ain't gonna make it. If you don't believe in me, cool, but I ain't gonna take it. So Aaron Cole in the kitchen, stay tuned for the finish. I'm done, so you can go ahead and cue the benediction. 15.
I love it. I love it. He said, cue the benediction. Yes, he did. Drops the mic and walks out of the room. Aaron Cole, are you there?
Yes, man. What's up?
What's up? You make me young. I'm going to have to keep playing your song. I was over here jamming.
Right.
You know, my kids say I'm real corny, so I was, like, trying to do the dance and stuff. I was like, 15 is the new 15. Can I say 42 is the new 42?
Right. That's the whole point. You.
Right. I love it, young man. I love it. Tell the audience who Aaron Cole is and a little bit about your journey.
Okay, cool. My name is Aaron Cole. I'm 15 years old. I'm in Bristol, Virginia, and I just love praising God, and I do it through music. And I started when I was three, actually, and people get shocked when they hear that. But, yeah, I started when I was three. My dad, he kind of ran like a little studio, like, back in the day with the church mic and hip-hop EJ4. It was like different people that came in, and they was just rapping. And one day I was going around, and I was rapping people's lyrics that had came in. And one guy that I was mocking lyrics was my uncle, and he like taught me a lot how to write and all that stuff now. But I was going around mocking his lyrics, and it was like, yo, let's give him a try. And so one day my dad wrote me a song, and it was called Jesus is the Rock, and it goes, Jesus is the rock, Kyla, if you feel me, you know what I'm saying? But I was 3 years old, but
Then
after that, I kept on doing albums after that. That was my first album called Jesus is the Rock. Then I did a second album called The Golden Child. Then I did a third album called The Trinity. And then I took a break after that, and I didn't do another album until seventh grade. And it was called Fourth Series, and that's on iTunes now. Now I'm back. I was in a group. I was in a group this past summer. We went on a 14-city tour, and we just released the album on iTunes and all that called Priscilla the Crown. And now I'm back, and I got this new single called 15. And, yes, that's where I am right now.
Yeah, that's where you are right now. I love it, and I love you. I do. You just said, I just want to praise the Lord. I want to praise the Lord,
right.
And I love that. Look, where did 15 is the new 15 come from? Why did you write it? Why did you want to release that? Why was it so important for you to release that with the lyrics that say, I'm just enjoying my season? I think I watched a video or I watched an interview, and you were talking about, you know, a lot of times when people are 15, they want to be somebody else. They want to be 35, and they want to be older than what they are, but I'm just 15, and I'm going to enjoy me being 15. So why was that so important to you?
Sure. Well, I was one day, it was the group had just, like, took a break. We were taking a break, and I was like, well, I need to put out some music, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, I start writing. I got this beat from a guy on Twitter, and he's a real close friend of mine. His name is Troy Robertson. And he was like, y'all got this heat. I'm going to send it to you, blah, blah, blah. I was like, all right, cool. So I got it. I was like, yeah, I need that drink. But I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it was going to be yet. So one day I was going through some of my files, and I was like, all right, what am I going to do with this track? And so I saw this verse, which is the first verse when we went from Tupac to 2 Chainz, Big Smalls, and it just flowed right. So I was like, that's it, but I don't know what the hook going to be and nothing like that.
So
I was on Facebook, and I was like, I have this real close friend of mine named Emery Anderson. We do. He's like my mentor. He's a dope artist, dope artist. Check him out. And he was like, I was like, I need something new, something relevant that I can call my new project. And it's actually this new single that I'm working on. It was like, all right, cool. So what are your intentions for the project? And I was like, I just want people, you know, guessing what's next, because a lot of people, they try to go from not in God's plan. I just want to be in God's plan. I want to do what he has in store for me. I was like, so that's the whole thing. That's what I want to do. And so he was like, cool. He was like, what about something like chapter 15? I was like, that's cool. I was like, that's cool. But I was like, I don't think that's it. And so he was going through back and forth, came up with some corny stuff, of course. And then we got this one. Emery was like, 15 is the new 15. I was like, what? I was like, what is that? You know, like when you first think of that, you're like, what is he talking about? But he explained it to me. And the whole thing is, you know, 15 now is like 35. 15 now is like people try to be older than what they are and try to be like 30 and 45. But me, I'm just being 15. I'm enjoying my season and being where God has called me to be. So 15 is the new 15. That's where it all came from.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And, you know, I'm going to just drop a little nugget out there for those that want to be 35 that are 15. When you become 35, you're going to want to go back to being 15. So, am I right, Mr. Manager Kelly?
Right.
Hey, I don't know if I want to be 15, but I would like to go back to, like, 18 with the knowledge I have now. I'd be good.
right. Carefree, no bills, you know. But you know what, Aaron? I just bless God for you. I bless God for your life. I love your spirit. I absolutely love your spirit. And many blessings out to you. Kelly, I'm going to bring your manager back on the line. Kelly, I want you to tell the audience how the community can get involved, how they can support Aaron. And I know there's a fundraiser coming up. I know there's a tour that's going on. I don't know if you have some open dates, but why don't you talk a little bit about the tour, the fundraiser, and the open dates you have.
Okay, great. Yes, the tour we have this summer is called the Youth Takeover Tour. And we're actually doing a kickoff fundraiser concert on June the 6th, and it will be in Johnson City, Tennessee. But if you can't make it to the kickoff and you'd like to make a donation, you can go to youthtakeovertour.eventbrite.com, and you can actually make a donation on there. But from there, we go on a tour, and we start in Chicago, and we do actually have some open dates. But if you go to IamAaronCole.com, you can see all the dates and all of our open dates, and or, you know, the contact information is on there, and we would love to come to your city. And if you don't see your city on there, just hit us up. We would love to come.
Amen, amen. I absolutely love it, love it, love it, love what you have done with Aaron and what you're doing and where Aaron is going. Aaron, you know, Breathe Again is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. There are a lot of people your age out there, and they're confused, and they don't know who they want to be. They don't know where they want to go. I want you to encourage them right now because I'm going to share this recording with some youth departments so they can know who Aaron Cole is. But I want you to encourage them right now for those that are out there trying to be somebody that they're really not. And they're saying,
right,
I don't want to be saved. They're saying, I don't want to be saved because it's boring to be saved. I got to give up everything to be saved.
Right. Okay, cool. I see that a lot. I go to, like in my song, if you hear it says, I go to school like everybody else. And I see that every day. It's a lot of cliques and clubs, and people just want to be not who they are, and they buy into the fact that they are somebody different when they can just be them, because God said you're bought with a price and you're made in His image. So I try to do that all the time. And if you check out my first album, Foot Period, I have this song called Trendsetter, and it's like the whole movement that I'm going on right now, and that's what people kind of know me for. And it's we just set the trend of being us, and we follow Christ, and we get good grades, we listen to our parents, you know what I'm saying? We don't wear the pants off our butt, girls, we don't wear our clothes tight. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just be us. And I think that's a positive, positive message that youth need to hear today, because people just want to be, like I said, they just want to be different. And mm-hmm. It makes me sick. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you hear so much difference and weirdness in my music. Like, I just want people to be different and think outside the box, because
yeah.
God, that's what God has put us on this earth to do, to be different and not go into and blend in with the world. You know, we stand out, you know what I'm saying? And God said we are peculiar people, so we stand out from the world. And I just want to encourage all of you today, just be you, because if you try to be somebody else, how's somebody going to know who you are? You know what I'm saying? Like, just be you, you know what I'm saying? God has called you to be you on this life, not trying to be you. I mean, not trying to be them, so just do you, because I'm going to do me, you know what I'm saying?
Amen. I love it. I love it. Love it. And what's your website address so we can give out to the audience as well so they can learn more about you?
My website address is www.IamAaronCole.com, and my Twitter is @IamAaronCole, Instagram @IamAaronCole, and then Facebook is Aaron, just straight Aaron Cole. That's what everything
Amen.
Is.
Amen. I love it, love it, love it. Well, thank you so much, Kelly, for being on the show today, and thank you so much, Aaron. God bless you, and we will be in touch. So, listeners, that's been our show for today. God bless you. I never say goodbye. I say until next time. So God bless you, and have a super fabulous evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.